is genius.
Inch you further, and here's a jingle.
9:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Friday morning, June 2nd, the Dunham and Miller Show, still in Manhattan at CBS Studios for about 45 more minutes. Then we'll drive to Philly and get on that plane back to the Metroplex. As our work is done here, and so is the Stars, earning a split. That's all they wanted to do, coming up here to New Jersey. And they got it last night with a 2-1 victory. So it's game three tomorrow back at Reunion Arena.
Heck yeah.
All right, we'll get back into the specifics of the hockey game and more from New York City in a moment. But right now, let's get into Gordo's Corner. What promises to be an interesting Gordo's Corner and a peek behind the curtain. We're going to show you what the Wizard really looks like.
This peek behind the curtain of Oz, brought to you by Frank Parr Autoplex, 1 mile west of Texas Stadium on Highway 183 in Irving, home of Jeeps, Mitsubishis, and pre-owned vehicles as well. Don't forget about those Jeeps and Mitsubishis. Check them out. Okay, Giorgio and I always like to rib each other.
The exclusive Jubinator.
It's always a Punch and Judy show when Georgie and I are around.
And I'm tired of it. I would just assume we just have normal conversations and don't always have to get a leg up on the other guy.
Fair enough.
And when I'm with them, I feel like I'm watching the Thrilla in Manila, and it's two heavyweights just going at each other, just body blow after body blow.
It's constant, and it's turned into a huge whip.
I agree. I would love for it to end, but you just won't quit insulting me.
That is not true. I try to lay out and try to just go, okay, yeah, sure, Gordon.
You always claim I'm polluting my brain.
That's the only thing I can come back with after some of the shocking things you say off air.
He says shocking things, too.
If people think that Gordon... I'll excuse him because I've known him long. Which is what you claim.
That is true.
To do for Junior.
Yeah.
But if people think you are dark on the air, they should hear some of the stuff you say off the air.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. But one of the things Giorgio and I always argue about, always, because Giorgio and I, we do a lot of voices. I mean, somehow we ended up being the voice guys.
You do a lot of voices.
No, you do too.
Both I do like one.
No, you do a lot of voices. So it always kind of falls to us, and we're coming up with ideas for sketches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The three of us always are having to come up with ideas. And you always hate my ideas.
You always hate my ideas.
No, you have good ideas. It's just sometimes your objection to the ideas that Craig and I come up with are insane.
Because some of the ideas you come up with are designed to beat me. They're not legitimate ideas.
No, they are legitimate ideas.
You bring up, hey, let's do fake Harry gardening. You know,
okay,
that's not a bad idea.
That is a pretty good idea.
We ought
to do that for Monday show.
If I can, being a neutral third party here, I think I understand a little bit where both of you are coming from.
Screw you, old timer.
Gosh.
The fake Harry, when we bring up fake Harry, it has now developed into almost a joke, and that's why George believes it is us just beating him.
Right, now, if you really want me to do it.
But there is part of us that, like last night, I thought was the perfect opportunity for fake Harry because we wanted to do some fake play-by-play. If you were with us earlier in the show, we had fake Harry on the Heaven Radio Network.
Okay.
Since he's dead now, right, which I thought was a great idea. And fake Harry, he's done play-by-play before, like that time he did it at spring training, it was really funny. And people do love fake Harry. You're right. There's a lot of times we bring that up just to beat you, but last night was not one of those.
Okay, fine. And I didn't have that big a problem with it, but I thought last night was a better opportunity to spotlight and highlight the work of Rivi Paltz.
Which we did. We'd already done that.
Who lives in New Jersey, and the deal was that he was going to be on the New Jersey Radio Network.
And he was. Mission accomplished. Done.
But then Ralph and Razor came over between periods, and you thought, for some reason, it would be a good idea instead of having Ribby talk to him, because we've already established the New Jersey Radio Network, why not have the triple fake Harry Carey talk to him, which is your Harry Carey impersonation.
No, I didn't want my Harry Carey talking to him. I wanted your Harry Carey talking to him.
That was both of you throwing each other under the bus, though, making a guy perform on the spot in front of one of his peers.
But I wasn't trying to do that to him.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't. I thought it was a good idea
Craig,
to talk to
Judge Miller. Judge Miller.
Yes.
May I present my case briefly here?
Yeah, again, Ralph Strangis is over there in between periods with us. And
he walked up behind us, and I said to George, it'd be funny to get Harry Carey to talk to Ralph Strangis. And Giorgio said, no, it's unstable, Harry's dead. And that's when I said, well, it's the Heaven Radio Network, and he has on a guest, and it's Ralph Strangis. George countered me. He parried with... make Ribby talk to Strangis.
Okay, I didn't do it to beat you. I thought that's a better idea.
No, his concept was merely a counter beating.
Now, this is new information because I thought that you brought up Ribby first.
No,
he brought it up first, and I thought, great idea. I love it when we get media members involved with characters. But it made more sense for him to be involved with Ribby, being from New Jersey.
We had already done Ribby.
Well, you can piggyback him and give him another thing to
do. No, we're sampling various networks, and the Heaven Radio Network is funny. We have access to everybody who's ever died can be on the Heaven Radio Network.
Now, George, you said that you didn't have any problem doing Harry Carey, but yet you just told the court that you didn't want to do Harry Carey with Ralph because Harry's dead.
Right, I was opposed at the very beginning of last night. Now, I finally caved in and did a Harry bit.
And Gordo didn't want to do Ribby early, and he caved in. So you both caved in, and you both did characters that you didn't like.
But he should have interviewed Ralph. And poor Ralph is sitting there going, what are you guys doing? And we're just sitting here going, no, have Ribby do it. No, have Harry do it. He goes, this is all you guys got? You're at the Stanley Cup Finals, and this is all you have?
All right, we're at a stalemate with the Harry versus Ribby thing.
But we have some of this on tape.
Yes, we do. But let me just say this. Will you please not try to bury Harry Carey with the reasoning that he's dead?
Right.
Okay, I will do that if you stop shticking me with bringing him up in odd circumstances, like you tried last night. You wanted all of a sudden me to be Jimmy Johnson. How dumb is that?
That was me. I suggested that you guys do play-by-play with Nigel and Jimmy Johnson. And I was just trying to beat both of you guys.
You were trying to beat us.
Yeah.
That was funny when he said that. Okay, if I will do that, if you stop bringing up severely multi-tracked bits that need to be on in 10 minutes.
You exaggerate this, but
no, you do that all the time. You do it. Hey, we got to do a bit in 15 minutes. Let's do Johnny and Fake Jerry talking to Troy.
Have I ever made a bit bad?
And in walks the fake Daryl Sador. Develop that one real quick. And then multi-track it.
He's never done that to you, but he has suggested something that's a bit more intricate.
The multi-track thing.
Time allows.
Than time might allow.
Having you do two voices, which last night, Mr. Multitrack over here wants me to do from the Heaven Radio Network. Dead Harry Carey and dead Charles Kuralt doing a hockey game. Now, was that a legitimate idea or is that a beating idea?
That was designed to be a beating.
Okay.
That one was designed to be a
beating.
Hopefully
you were with us earlier, and I think we ought to replay it around 9:45 maybe. I think we should replay what did air on the Heaven Radio Network, and that was fake Harry Carey with fake Rocket Richard.
Right.
So almost had Wilt Chamberlain as a partner.
Yeah, but then we went with Rocket.
We'll do that at 9:45 if anybody wants to hear that.
Okay. Now, this piece of audio you're going to hear represents many struggles. First of all, it's after George has refused to do fake Harry Carey, so I'm doing my quadruple fake Harry Carey, which is a takeoff of the Saturday Night Live guy doing it, and I really exaggerate it. George is getting so beaten, he reaches down probably about three times and pauses it while I'm talking. So there's a little clip as to where I have to start up again. And then you'll hear in the background us arguing over it, and you'll hear me go to George several times. As Harry Carey, I introduce some character, George, and you'll hear George just sniff and lay out. So take a listen to this secret audio tape of us arguing.
Hey, back here at Continental. We're here with George.
Who are you, Ralph?
Hey, Harry Carey. Hey, Harry Carey with you, along with Jimmy Johnson of the Miami Dolphins, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. How are you doing, Jim? Hey, that's a good thing to say there. Get out with him between, but
it would be funny to do the ghost of Harry and Ribby. You should do both of them.
There you go.
We had a good bit idea.
You're making it too stable.
To have the ghost of Harry.
It is.
No, it's not.
Are you on that? Is that hooked in?
Rabbit Fox there with the Harry Carey. Harry.
It's funny.
What did you think then about them first two periods, man?
Oh, come on. Do it.
No, we have a good idea.
This is a good idea.
You're just mucking it up in the corners.
It's a good idea.
No, it's not.
Hey! It's funny.
Hey!
Stop.
Joining me here is
a... Pause.
And George stopped the recorder and then just laid into me with, here's the deal.
I couldn't take it anymore.
I'd like to paint a picture for the P1 here if I could. We are at the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
In the press box.
Working press.
To our right is the ESPN radio guy. To his right are three NHL officials. To our left are some more radio guys. Meanwhile, they're having to listen to these two go, hey!
Boy, it was so embarrassing when we did do the bit, too, and we're doing it in these weird voices.
Oh, I know.
Everybody was looking at them.
So embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed to work at the ticket.
And I think, if I may level a charge against our other co-worker here, Giorgio, I think Craig enjoys saying the ghost of so-and-so.
Yeah.
Oh, sure I do. Just I think it's a great bit.
He loves it when he can say, do the ghost of Harry Carey and the concept of Rocket Richard.
Right.
I love the ghost of bit, and I thought you came up with the name The Heaven Radio Network. I thought that was very funny. That means that we can do any dead person.
Right. See, that's a great franchise, George.
Yeah.
The Heaven Radio Network, and it's always... Harry's always the linchpin of it, but you can have Mel Allen worked in there. You have all these athletes to work in doing color.
What do you think, Kat? Thumbs up or thumbs down to the Heaven Radio?
Thumbs up. Look at that.
It's great. It's a great concept.
Hey, man, here we are. See, you do Mel Allen all the time, and he's dead.
Not all the
time. See, you don't have a problem with guys being dead and doing imitations of them. You
Nobody
just have a problem
should.
With Harry.
That's just me saying, hey, man, that's the way to go.
Nobody should have a problem with doing an impersonation of a dead guy. Like we were mentioning, they're all people still do Groucho Marx and Elvis and Jimmy Stewart, and everyone does dead guys.
Yeah, when some guy impersonates Elvis, do you have a real problem with that? Because, oh, that's so unstable, he's dead. You can't imitate a dead person.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never heard him on the Heaven Radio Network.
Maybe he'll make an appearance.
Lemonade.
Hey, man.
Hey, listen to that.
That's good, Junior.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes!
Gosh.
All right, so we're going to let you hear a clip from the Heaven Radio Network coming up at 9:45. Do you guys have anything else that you want to clear here?
I just want to say, okay.
I'd just like to announce that I'm through working with Gordon on any bit I did.
No.
It's all
Why
over.
Why do you say that? Why because would you say that?
It's just too big a struggle. Did you find something else, Kat?
What is it?
Play the Jack Buck.
Oh yeah, play that. Okay, this was an aborted attempt at a bit. They were going to do
this is the
Rhines.
Fake, yeah, fake hardline.
Fake hardline doing a game.
17-22, and I'm Jack Buck.
All right.
17-22, Grego. Left in the game.
God.
And we're tied at one between the Devils and the Stars.
Grego?
You're quite right, Ryan.
Well... there's a very sundry of passes in the,
Okay, cut off the back. I can't take it anymore.
Is that uncomfortable for you to listen to, Giorgio?
Terrible.
Now you see why we didn't run that one as one of our
right,
hits.
Right.
You think I say these things just to hear the sound of my own voice?
Hey, you know what we need to get into coming up next?
Doug Melvin?
How Gordo tickled Mike Modano.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
We didn't even do that.
It made national television, too.
Yeah. All right, we'll get into that after Rich Phillips and this ticket ticker. Okay.